Okay, hi, my
Hi.
name is Taylor, and I'm interviewing Rena Hong on the topic of Voices of Immigration.
Okay.
And the date is December 8th, 2019. Would you like to introduce yourself real quick?
My name is Rena Hong. I'm from Japan.
Okay. So, as you said, you're from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, what part of Japan are you from?
I'm from Yamaguchi Prefecture. It's west side of Japan.
What type of place is it? Would you say it's like a busy city or more like
it's
a country?
Very country. Yeah, it's a very small country. Countryside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the place that you grew up like? Like the home that you lived in? Was it like small or? How would you describe it?
Home?
Yeah.
In my house?
Like, yeah, your home, your house.
My house was in, like, close to mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right next to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very small city.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's ocean, 10 minutes drive.
Mm-hmm. what was
it like there? Okay, so there's a rice field, there's a vegetable field, mountain, river, ocean.
So very country.
It's very country. Yes, a lot of nature.
Do you wish that you lived somewhere else in your childhood, someplace different?
Yes.
Like, where would you have lived if you had a choice?
What do you mean, a nation?
Like, if you, like, you wish you lived somewhere else, right?
Rather than hometown?
Yeah.
Yes, I always wanted to live in overseas.
Overseas?
Yeah. And then I used to live in Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
and I love Tokyo.
You like Tokyo?
Yeah. Even though I love nature,
mm-hmm.
but Tokyo has really a lot of small stores,
mm-hmm.
Good public service.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any like really good memory from the place that you used to live?
Good memories?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I lived with my grandparents,
mm-hmm.
and then my grandparents had a vegetable field,
mm-hmm.
They had a chicken,
mm-hmm.
and so we used to wake up and then go to the vegetable field, and then my grandma took a vegetable,
mm-hmm.
from the field, and then there's a chicken, so they have egg,
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Yeah.
So we eat very fresh vegetable. We just pick up the vegetable and then put in the dishes.
Mm.
And there's very fresh air. So every season we have different vegetable,
mm-hmm.
like fall, persimmon, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. So I have a lot of memories of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to play with chicks.
And
chickens. And then when I was little,
mm-hmm.
I play with vegetable, flowers. I use all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I play in the very nature.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Was the place that you grew up in easy to live in, or was it like a little, would you say, more difficult?
I would say a little difficult compared to Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
because for example, my grandma,
mm-hmm.
she used to drive bike,
mm-hmm.
but she cannot right now, and there's no there's no way to go to her hospital,
mm.
So she used taxi every time to go to hospital, and then when you get old, you need to go to hospital a lot.
So
there's a lot of hospital in the city. There's transportation is very good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bus, there's a train, and it's cheap in the city normally, because in the countryside it's more expensive. And there's a lot of shops.
So you mentioned that living in the countryside was a lot harder. How did you get to school, like, during the day?
Normally in Japan, you have to go to school by yourself. Elementary school and middle school, I walk to school. Elementary school, I walk like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
And then, because they're, I was small, it longer, take longer time, right? Middle school, some people live far from the school, they take bicycle, but I have to walk because it's close to the middle school. High school, I bicycle,
Around how long did it take you to get to school when you were in middle school and high school?
Middle school, it was like 15 minutes walk. High school, by bicycle, 15 minutes maybe.
15 minutes? Yeah. So if you were to walk to both, would you say it maybe would have took 30 minutes to walk to your high school?
High school, yeah, maybe 30 minutes and longer, maybe. Because when it's raining, I have to walk. I think it would say like 30, 40 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the topic of school, what was the education system like?
Is education system mean?
Like, how was the school structured and what type of classes did you have to take?
In my high school, we take English, math, Japanese, science. You have two kinds, I don't know, like physics and then chemistry.
Okay.
And social studies. I have history and then geography. First year we take everything, and then PE. There's, I don't know what to say. We learn like cooking, those
like skills for living.
Yeah. And then there is a select class. You select music or
art.
Yeah, art or the black
calligraphy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Japanese calligraphy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You choose it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. And the second year, there's 3 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second year, we choose your math course or like a literary course.
Literature.
Yeah. Yes. So I choose literature course. So I don't have to take physics anymore, kind of thing. Yeah. So the chemistry, I don't have to take further. I take geography. So the math course has more father math and then chemistry and then physics.
So when you chose geography and like the literature course, like why did you choose that?
Because I wanted to become Japanese teacher for foreigner. And then I wanted to go to those university. So I took those, and then I didn't like the physics and
Yeah, I don't like physics much either. So what was your third year of high school like?
Third year, I think most of the curriculum is over, but we still take the classes, but it's more like for the exam
mm-hmm.
for the entering university.
Mm-hmm.
So we so in the class, I think more like concentrate on the test.
Just preparing.
Reviewing.
Yeah.
Those 2 years.
I see.
Yeah.
So for school in Japan, like there's a lot of like, I guess, misconceptions and like pre-made assumptions about like schools in like Asia, and like they're a lot harder than like schools in America. Would you say that's true?
I don't know about
mm-hmm.
how what you're studying, so
mm-hmm.
I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah.
There's also like these cram schools in
yes.
Asia.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell me about like
yeah.
the cram schools?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So there's a cram school for. There's a lot of cram school
mm-hmm.
in Japan. I noticed that there's almost nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to Kumo when I was elementary. I started like 5 years old
mm-hmm.
and I studied math and English and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of kids in elementary school goes to cram school
mm-hmm.
like maybe once, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
They learn English or math, and middle school they go more people, and in high school they are more seriously
mm-hmm.
For entering university, because we have really, I think, because there is only one chance, the test is one time
mm-hmm.
and then it's really hard to get in
mm-hmm.
So they go to cram school after school. So after the school ends like around 3:30,
mm-hmm.
and then they straight go to cram school because parents don't pick up kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go after the school by themselves. And so I work for the cram school
mm-hmm.
for 5 years. And that cram school has video class.
Mm-hmm.
So they take, they buy the video
mm-hmm.
System, and then they take by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear?
I'm just wondering about what the cram schools were like.
Okay, so, I mean, it's like for the entering. So it's very specific that for the entering university.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the school systems, I noticed that you said that when you were younger, you walked to school and you were like,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the kids, they walk. So even when you were younger, you walked,
mm-hmm.
correct? So is it a lot safer to walk by yourself when you're younger in Japan?
Yes. Yeah. So I think when I was in elementary school, I walked by myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I walk with my friend
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like kind of like we meet like around this time kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. But we don't like meet exactly
mm-hmm.
when I didn't find my friend
mm-hmm.
there, then I just walk by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself my friend, then I just run to my
mm-hmm.
friend and then walk together kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So but nowadays my son
mm-hmm.
They meet in a group, the area
mm-hmm.
neighborhood meet at the same place, like we decide a time
mm-hmm.
and then they go together
mm-hmm.
so that's a lot safer
mm-hmm.
for them. They're like because there's a lot of traffic,
mm-hmm.
a small road,
mm-hmm.
street is so small. So, yeah, and then a lot of kids in the city, they take train, bus by themselves.
By themselves.
Yeah, and then I think nowadays little more dangerous than that used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think I would stay safe.
So you would say that doing that in Japan is much safer than in the US?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I hardly heard about kidnapping or
mm-hmm.
something else. Yeah. No, nowadays I hear sometimes that those sad stories, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to immigration,
mm-hmm.
how recently did you immigrate to the US?
2016.
So really recently,
yes.
actually.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the different, like, what's the biggest difference between Japan and the US?
It's a difficult question. Biggest.
Like, when you came here, you just were like, what? When you saw, like, when you saw that happening?
So, I mean, it's not a maybe biggest thing, but
mm-hmm.
this small thing I can say
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, no, sorry, is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
There's squirrel.
Squirrels? Squirrels?
So I was so awesome, like, happy to see squirrels. Squirrels! And then turning right
mm-hmm.
when I was when we drive
mm-hmm.
turning right is okay when it's even though that it's red light.
Oh, here,
yes,
yeah.
I was surprised.
But in Japan, it's not like that.
No, we can't. But I think because there's a lot of pedestrians,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
that's why I think we can't turn right. I don't know.
So you
mm-hmm.
did mention pedestrians, like
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of them. So would you say people walk more in Japan than like ride cars and stuff?
Yes, I think especially Texas,
mm-hmm.
There's not much people walking street, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I'm sure that when you go to New York or a big
mm-hmm.
city,
yes.
they walk a lot more, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, the car. What do you call? Yeah.
There are a lot more like traffic.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you like about the US? Maybe you don't like the US.
No. I don't know the English that how to explain. I think American culture, I think more like straight. I don't know, this is hard to explain my English. I don't know. In Japan, I feel like you have to take a lot of steps and then...
Oh, it's like very traditional.
Yeah, traditional, and then there's a lot of waste. You don't have to do this
mm-hmm.
stuff. But here, it's more straight and then...
You can do your own thing.
Yeah, and then people interaction too, communication
mm-hmm.
is more like straight
mm-hmm.
and then in Japan maybe more like hiding feeling or like I didn't like that too much.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like more comfortable here.
I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So do you have anything that you like dislike about the US or like you
dislike?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel people are, I don't know, maybe because I think I'm working at the deli, sometimes
mm-hmm.
they are sometimes rude.
Mm, yeah.
And service-wise, sometimes, yeah, it's kind of a little rude sometimes,
okay,
yeah. But not really, yeah.
Do you miss Japan? Like
yes.
Yeah. What do you miss most about it?
I miss Japanese food.
Mm-hmm.
I miss onsen, which is hot spring.
Like the spa?
Oh.
Yeah, like the bathhouses?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you came to the US, what was the immigration process like? Like, did you have to go through a lot to get here?
Yeah, it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied green card as my husband is represent. I don't know. I have to have some people, American citizen people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I don't know. Yeah, so we hire attorney and then do all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I have to fill it out. Yeah.
Okay. So are you a U.S. citizen?
No.
No. So are you planning to like acquire a citizenship here?
I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
Yeah.
So you do have a green card.
Yes.
And how often like do you have to like renew it and stuff?
So first one I got was expired 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually expired this December.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm applying new one now. And then I think this time I can get permanent green card,
okay.
I think.
So,
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so what is the process to get a green card then?
We apply, so there's a lot of paper you have to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
You send it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give us date, and then we took fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we waited, and then for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
We had an interview, so and then I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So for you, was it hard to like adapt to life in the U.S.?
Not really.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, why did you move to the U.S. in the first place?
Because I'm married to my husband,
mm-hmm.
who lives in America.
Okay. So, if you had a choice, would you move back to your old home?
In Japan?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Like, would you move back to Japan if you had a choice?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes and no.
Why would you and why wouldn't you?
I like America.
Mm-hmm.
I like living in America because I think I like nature here.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the style, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know why I want to live here. I guess I like culturally. I like better here,
mm-hmm.
but I miss Japanese culture too.
Mm-hmm.
When I get old,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I want to move back. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
because onsen is good for you when you get old.
Mm-hmm.
More like Japanese food is, I think, good when you get old.
Okay. Yeah. So if this event, your marriage, that had brought you to the US never
mm-hmm.
happened,
mm-hmm.
do you think you would still be living in Japan right now?
Yes and no, because I wanted to live in overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Either America, Australia,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wanted to try,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard to live without the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I'm staying still
in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, compared to like when you were younger, you had dreams, obviously. So, did your life turn out as you expected, or was it like really different?
That's a hard question. So I wanted to live overseas, I guess, from my childhood. So yes and no, I guess.
You said that you just wanted to live overseas, but was there like a specific reason why you wanted to live overseas?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't know what how to say. Look up to American culture. Because and I used to watch English program like it was kindergarten, and then there was a kid. English program, program? TV program for kids. I used to love it. So that's why I started to learn English. I like the building, how it looks like. I like the brick. So different than Japanese buildings.
Could you like explain what the Japanese buildings are like?
I don't know. It's more like a monotone. Wood. Streets are not like this pretty. Like European building, I love it. I don't know. It's so different.
So, why do you feel like a lot of people would immigrate to the United States?
Better life.
A better life.
I think better education. I guess there's not much Japanese people who moves to America. There's not much people, I think. They move because of their job, I think. But other country, I think they hard to find jobs, good jobs there. I guess, I don't know.
So you feel like just a lot of people move for just a better life?
Yeah, and then the English is now international language to communicate.
Yes.
So if you can speak English, you can get better job. So that's why they want to put kids to English, American school, other countries, English-speaking school.
Do you feel like immigrating to the U.S. was a good choice for you?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Well, I think that's it for this interview.
Okay.
Thank you so much for letting me interview you today. Is there anything like you would like to add or any questions you'd like to ask me?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Was it okay?
Yeah. That was good. Thank you.